So this is a very powerful black hole, not by universal standards, it's still powerful. And from the north and south poles of this black hole, we think that jets are coming. Now, we're too close to really see all the jet structure, but it's the base of those jets that are illuminating the space-time, and that's what's being bent around the black hole.
And if you were in a spaceship sort of whirling around that thing somehow, like how long would it take to actually go around it?
At first, I would give anything to be in that spaceship. So sign me up. So there's something called the, if I can get wonky for one moment, the innermost stable circular orbit. That's the innermost orbit at which matter can move around the black hole before it spirals in. And for this black hole, it's going to be between 3 days and about a month.
It's so powerful, but it's weirdly slow at one level. I mean, you wouldn't even notice, I think you were saying before, you wouldn't even notice falling into that event horizon if you were there.
Yes, so you may have heard of spaghettification, where you fall into a black hole and the gravitational field on your feet is much stronger than on your head, so you're ripped apart. This black hole is so big that you're not going to become a spaghetti noodle, right? You're just going to drift right through that event horizon.
So it's like a giant tornado. When Dorothy was whipped by a tornado, she ended up in Oz. Where do you end up if you fall into a black hole?
Vancouver.
Oh, my God!